Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records, direct from backstage at the Chicago Theater, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, world. This is Howard Miller speaking from our dressing room in the tight confines of the Chicago Theater backstage, where about 16 minutes from now, we're going to be back on stage again with the Howard Miller package. But the most interesting segment of our show in a long, long while is going to come up in the next quarter hour, because you're going to be transferred and transported via the magic of the CBS long-distance lines to Hollywood, California, where our guest today is the very popular movie star and recording artist, Mr. Vic Damone, a great pal of ours who's going to tell us all about how it feels to be a father. So in just a very few minutes, you'll meet Vic and hear the story of all the turmoil he's gone through in the last 48 hours. In the meantime, for the Wrigley people, we'd like to play some music for you this morning. So let's listen to the number one best-selling record across the country in all the 48 states. Mitch Miller, the orchestra and the chorus, and the Yellow Rose of Texas. The number one record across the country, The Yellow Rose of Texas, done by Mitch Miller, the orchestra, and the chorus. You know, chewing gum is just plain, good, wholesome American fun. It's an enjoyable way to relax. And I'm going to be honest with you, there are a lot of pretty good gums to chew. But I think the best is Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, just as fresh as the cool waters of a cool mountain stream or a brook, just as relaxing as a siesta under the old oak tree in the backyard, and just as friendly as Mom and Pop most of the time. So you try it, will you please? Try chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and see how refreshing it can be, because I honestly think that you'll like Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum the best. Well, today we become a man of distinction in the sense of the word because we grow and join the growing ranks of people who have lost the race to the stork. When we originally had set up this particular broadcast, we had hoped that our star, Vic Damone, could be accompanied in the living room of their home out in Hollywood, California, by his very lovely wife, Miss Pierre Angeli. However, Mother Nature stepped in and denied us the privilege because, as you probably know from your local newspapers, Mrs. Damone went to the hospital on Sunday and was delivered of a bouncing baby boy in the likeness, I hope, of his great and illustrious father, who was movie star and recording artist for the Mercury label. But Vic, as nervous as probably most fathers deserve to be, is out in his home in California where it's about 8:45 in the morning. He's all ready to talk to us, so don't stutter now, Vic. Come in and say hello to the waiting world.
Hello.
This must be a real joyous occasion in your life, huh?
It sure is, I tell you. When they told me that we had a baby boy, well, I was so happy, and I can't tell you how thrilled I was. And then when they said, well, guess how much the baby weighs? And I said, well, 7 pounds. Guess a little more. I said, well, 7 and a half. And they said, look, a little more than that. I said, well, 8. He said, 8 pounds, 13 ounces and a half.
Only Vic Damone can do it. And a half, of course, that's very important. A half an ounce baby-wise is pretty important.
Why
don't you take me over the steps, Vic, over the weekend, and tell me just exactly what did happen. When did the first notification come to the Damone household?
Saturday evening during dinner, she started getting
names. About the time that it was supposed to? Is that what the doctor predicted for a date?
Well, we figured it would be between Friday and this Wednesday.
Yes.
This coming Wednesday. And sure enough, Saturday evening.
And she had her
got the pains, the symptoms, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we went to the hospital. And she said, she kept saying on the way to the hospital, well, I don't think I'm going to stay. I think we come home tonight, yes? And I said, no, I think we're going to stay. She says, no, I think we'll go home, yes? She kept wanting to turn around, you know. So finally we got there, and Dr. Krohn of Leon Krohn, one of the finest doctors in the world, was out there. He was waiting for us, and he examined her, and he said, yeah, well, we'll see what happens. And finally, every 10 minutes, she got the pain, and then every 6 minutes, and got down to every 2.5 minutes, you see. Uh-huh. So finally, the next morning, I had stayed up all night. We decided that everything's going to be all right, you know. And then at 2:30, he performed a cesarean, and it came out real good. Everything is real fine, and I'm so thrilled I can't tell you.
And all night long you were pacing the waiting room, and this would be a wonderful place for me to say I hope you relieve the tension and the nerves by chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum.
Oh, I do.
Well, now, Vic, first of all, the most important thing I know in your life is the welfare of your very wonderful wife. Is she feeling fine?
She's feeling just beautiful, and the baby's in great shape, and she's in great health, and I thank God, and we said a lot of prayers.
Good. You give her my best love. Now, what'd you call the baby, Vic?
We call the baby Perry, Rocco after my father, Luigi after her father, Farinola Damone.
It's good you haven't got any more relatives, or never get the name out.
But Perry after, we named the baby after Perry Como.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
For what particular reason? I know you and Perry are good friends.
We're very good friends, and I also have Tony Martin's a very good friend of mine, and Frank Sinatra, I respect and I admire very much, and Tony, the whole bunch of them, you see. But Perry, I like Perry because he's a good man. He's a good church man. He loves his family, and I don't know. I just would like my boy to take after him.
Yes. Well, I don't think the rest of the singers in our business are going to be upset by it because you just send them a little note and say there will be a Bing coming along later, and crooner in the country.
Yeah.
Well, Vic, I'm so very pleased that it's happened. How about your own particular career? Are you on a movie set right now?
No, I'm at home.
Production?
We just finished. I finished 2 weeks ago. I finished on the production Kismet.
Oh, it's all finished, huh?
Yes, we finished it, and that's the picture that Arthur Freed produced and Vincent Minnelli directed.
Yes.
And I play the part of the Caliph.
How soon is it likely to be released to the exhibitor, at the exhibitor level, Vic, or to the public level?
I believe it'll be out in about 2.5 months.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Well, certainly you have a great career carved out in Hollywood for yourself, but of course you've not deserted your record commitments and your fans all over the country, and I know that there are legendary, and by the millions listening to you this morning. Vic, I know, too, that Mercury was out there last weekend, or on Friday, I guess it was, and did a recording session with you, and we have the brand new record that we're going to expose for the first time. How do you feel about the tune, Born to Sing the Blues?
Well, I love the song. I had never I've never sung a blues before, as you know.
Yes.
This is the first one, and I'm thrilled doing it, and I hope the people like it, and I hope you like it, Howard.
Well, I'm sure that the people will. I like everything that you do, Vic. I think that you're one of the great singers in this country, and I'm proud to call you not only a great singer, but a good friend of mine.
Thank you, Howard.
Give it a spin for the first time on the entire CBS network, first time any place, as a matter of fact, Vic Damone's brand new record, Born to Sing the Blues.
Some were born to win, some were born to lose, born to walk in style or walk in second-handed shoes. Take me. I was born to sing the blues. Some were born to get, some were born to give. Poor unlucky devils who just barely want to live like me. I was born to sing the blues. Oh, won't somebody care about me? Make me happy. Love is all I've ever wanted. No one wants me. No one needs me at all. No one at all. I'm tired of wondering how. Tired of wondering why. Some were born to laugh, I guess. And others born to cry. And me. I was born to sing the blues. I was born to sing the blues. The blues. Well,
Vic Damone, out there in sunny California, all I can do is hope for you the best and hope that you've made two hits in a row now over this weekend. One, the phonograph record, Born to Sing the Blues, and more important, the other big hit in your life, Little Perry Damone.
Thank you so much, Howard. It was a real thrill, and thank you for playing the record. And until I see you in Chicago, my wife and I and the baby say thanks again and goodbye.
Thank you very, very much. Right. That is one of the greatest guys in show business, and you can take it from me because this is one person I know well enough to know that everything he does it with all sincerity and humility of a great performer. Young Vic Damone, one of our most talented young singers, who, of course, recording for Mercury, you've just heard the brand new record, Born to Sing the Blues, and I know that I'm speaking for all of America when I send the word back once more to Vic Damone. Best wishes to you, to your wonderful wife, Pierre, and also to the little baby, Perry. Now, until we see you, of course, on tomorrow at the same time, this is Howard Miller for the Wrigley People, backstage in our dressing room at the Chicago Theater. I hope that sometime in the very near future, don't race out and buy it now. We don't want you to do that much troublesome things in your life. But the very next time that it's convenient for you to do so, you pick up a couple of packs of delicious, refreshing, and always wholesome Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know that you'll like it. It's the finest product under the sun. And until we see you from our dressing room tomorrow with another one that I hope will turn out to be an interesting interview, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye, and take real good care of yourselves.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be the well-known radio and TV critic Dick Kleiner from Sardi's Restaurant in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.